Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program doesn't provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're talking about something that's actually shifting in the Sarasota market right now. Inventory is starting to rise, and honestly, that changes the game for buyers. David, thanks for being here. So what's actually happening with inventory right now?
You know, it's interesting because we're seeing inventory edge higher year over year, and mortgage rates have gone up too. So on the surface, you might think, oh, great, more homes for sale. Buyers are winning. But here's the thing. It's way more nuanced than that in Sarasota. The reality is different neighborhoods are experiencing this totally differently.
Oh, I love that you said that because I think people assume the whole market moves as one unit. So what do you mean? Like some areas are seeing more inventory than others?
Exactly. So if you're looking at downtown Sarasota condos, you're seeing real inventory growth. Barrier Island homes, like over in Longboat Key or Siesta Key, that's a completely different story. And then you've got Lakewood Ranch and new construction, which operates almost on its own rhythm. So calling the whole market a buyer's market just because inventory ticked up, that's actually misleading.
Wow. Okay. So where are buyers actually getting leverage right now? Like if I'm a first-time buyer or someone looking to move up, where do I actually have negotiating power?
The downtown condo market is where you're seeing real buyer leverage. More inventory means more options, and sellers in that space are having to be a lot more competitive. But if you're looking at waterfront or Barrier Island properties, honestly, those haven't loosened up much. Those buyers are still competing pretty hard. And new construction in places like Lakewood Ranch, builders have their own pricing power. So inventory gains don't necessarily translate to better deals for buyers there.
Right. So it's not one size fits all at all. That's actually really important for people to understand before they jump into the market. I'm curious, for sellers, what does this mean? Are they in trouble? Or is it still neighborhood dependent?
Again, depends on the neighborhood. In downtown condos, yes, sellers need to be more strategic. But if you're selling a waterfront home on the Barrier Islands, you're still in a pretty strong position. The key is understanding what your specific property is worth and what's actually competing against it. That's why knowing your neighborhood's actual inventory levels matters so much more than any broad market statement.
So if someone's thinking about selling, they should really understand what's happening in their specific zip code and neighborhood, not just look at countywide numbers. That makes total sense. David, this was super helpful. Appreciate you breaking down how inventory is actually playing out across different parts of Sarasota.
Absolutely. The bottom line is more inventory doesn't automatically mean a buyer's market everywhere. You've got to look at your specific area, understand the competition, and know what your property or the property you're looking at is actually worth in that context.
Perfect. For anyone interested in diving deeper into Sarasota's market, we've got resources in the show notes, including our zip code guide and market analysis tools. You can check out what your home's current value is or get a full breakdown of what's happening in your specific neighborhood. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.